ship of dreams.
Heart, Dreamboat Annie. A little bit of a change up for Jason's classic cut on a rainy Tuesday, rainy Wednesday, rainy Thursday. It's going to be a miserable week. By the way, a reminder, I'm actually doing the show Friday from Milwaukee. I will be down there for the Republican State Convention, and on the station you are listening to, we'll do a special show Saturday noon to 2. Saturday noon to 2. The Brewers pulled one out last night. I had no idea until I woke up this morning that they had won 5-3 in 12 innings against St. Louis. But boy, they suffered another injury. And that's the only thing that's scaring me right now. Braun is still out for an indeterminate amount of time. Jean Segura is still out for an indeterminate amount of time. Yovani Gallardo did give up some runs, but he had a pretty good performance. Had they lost, let me put it this way, it wouldn't have been Yo's fault. It was a strong pitching performance, and late in the game, something they have been unable... Boy, if you told me when I went to bed that they were going to score five runs, even in 12 innings... I wouldn't have believed it. I just wouldn't have. It's not something they could do. Yeah, Aramis Ramirez suffered a bruised elbow. X-rays came back negative, which, by the way, that's a media thing. You don't say negative. He'll never break. X-rays didn't see any serious damage. Ryan Braun still sidelined by a ribcage strain. Shortstop Jean Segura still dealing with the head injury inflicted by Braun. Now, I want to just say something briefly. Braun grabbed his side after making a throw. I think he's going to have injury issues. I believe the PEDs were to deal with the fact that he is injury prone. And I think that's going to be a reality. But I want to address something else. Ryan Braun is being criticized for being reckless in the dugout, doing his normal routine in the dugout of swinging the bat, warming up. And Jean Segura walked right into it. And I mean, if you haven't seen the video, it looks ugly. Segura has been an important part of the Milwaukee's. By the way, you know, this is a record April for them now in terms of wins. It's a record April. He hurt his back on that catch. Jason's watching it. I just really do wonder about him. But anyway, Segura's been a big part of the Brewers' record-breaking April. And we're not sure how long he's going to be out. They're not putting him on the DL, it doesn't look like. There's a debate out there. Should Ryan Braun be criticized for being reckless in the dugout by swinging the bat? I heard a defense of him yesterday. Okay, Ryan Braun, in the years that he has been with Milwaukee, this has been his routine, and that everybody in the dugout knows it. If it's dangerous, why didn't somebody tell him to stop? Multiple managers, nobody ever told him to stop. Jason, you kind of accepted that defense, didn't you, a little bit? Did you accept the defense that Braun has been doing that? Oh, you did not accept it. I'm sorry. That's right. You did not accept it. Neither do I. Were Ryan Braun 10 years old? Why didn't an adult tell a 10-year-old kid not to swing a bat? Yes. Now, should have someone said, hey, Ryan, that's kind of dangerous? Maybe they did. Because the allegation is he's being a prima donna. He's Ryan Braun, and he can do this. I'm guessing that's why they didn't tell him to stop. Now, should they have? Yeah. He's an adult. He's not a 10-year-old. He should know it's dangerous. And if other adults around him decided to let an adult man do something stupid until it bites him in the butt, I guess that's okay. He's an adult. He should have known it was dangerous. Now, the one defense you could offer is everyone in the bullpen knows he does it. So you wonder how he walked into it. So I'll admit, That's something of a defense. And I will admit something else. If it weren't for the PED scandal, I think Ryan Braun would be coming under less criticism. I will accept that. But I think it's reckless behavior, and I think he's a grown man, and I think he should have known it was reckless behavior. And I don't think it's out of bounds to criticize him for it. And no, I don't think other adults should tell, you know, I'm not going to tell a grown man, don't run with scissors. If he cuts himself, I'll say, you were a moron for running with scissors. Once you're an adult, you're responsible for your own decisions. And by the way, how do you know they didn't? Hey, Ryan, knock it off. How do you know they didn't? Maybe they did. Enough on that. This yesterday, ABC News Washington Post poll. It's actually a Washington Post ABC News poll, but it's easier to say the other way. ABC News Washington Post poll. Democrats at risk in November as Obama's approval rating falls. Democrats face serious obstacles as they look to the November elections, with President Obama's approval rating at a new low and a majority of voters saying they prefer a Congress in Republican hands to check the president's agenda. Obama's approval rating fell to 41%, down from 46% through the first 3 months of the year, and the lowest of his presidency in post-ABC News polls. Just 42% approve of his handling of the economy. 42% approve of the handling of the economy. Does that mean they're finally blaming him for the Obama economy? 37% approve of how he is handling implementation of the Affordable Care Act, and 34% approve of his handling of the situation involving Ukraine and Russia. I find it interesting that that is the lowest number, because I have been saying I think that's an issue that is a greater threat to Democrats than they realize. I understand all the fixation and the obsession with domestic issues right now, but I think most people do understand how dangerous the impotent foreign policy of the United States is right now. And they do still expect the United States to be the global leader, the leader of the free world, and it isn't. And that's finally bothersome to them. By the way, that will go down, whatever happens, that will go down in history as what, if things get even uglier, and God forbid that they do, in our relations with Russia. But that exchange in the 2012 presidential debate, where President Obama mocked Mitt Romney, I forgot that yesterday. When I mentioned yesterday, one of the most frustrating things is being a conservative is, even when you get proven right, you don't get credit for it. There's a classic example. That is a classic example. Mitt Romney was absolutely right about the Russian threat, and he was mocked and ridiculed for it. Let's see if that becomes a Neville Chamberlain moment by President Obama. Obama's low ratings could be a significant drag on Democratic candidates this fall. Past elections suggest that when approval ratings are as low as Obama's, the president's party is almost certain to suffer at the ballot box in November. Republicans are favored to maintain control of the House, with the focus now on whether they can take control of the Senate. One key question about November is who will vote? And that's where the turnout gap, the enthusiasm gap, heavily favors conservatives right now. Now, Democrats understand the trouble they are in. Toward that end, they're trying to deal with a huge liability. That is the Keystone XL pipeline. To help Democrats who need to appear to have strong energy cred, they may vote on the Keystone XL in the Senate. This is a dangerous proposition for them, and I want to get to that in 5 minutes. It's 10:16.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.